אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au. כ-5,000 איש הגיעו ביום שישי האחרון לקופילד פארק, בכדי להשתתף במפגן סולידריות בעד עם ישראל, זאת בזמן שמדינת ישראל סובלת מהפרק האפל ביותר בתולדותיה. העצרת שנערכה על ידי הציונות של ויקטוריה, בתיאום עם הארגונים הקהילתיים העיקריים, כלל נאום של ראש ממשלת ויקטוריה, ג'סינטה אלן, כמו כן גם נאומים ממנהיגי האופוזיציה של ויקטוריה, ג'ון פסוטו ומרק דרייפוס, שייצג את ראש הממשלה של אוסטרליה, אנטוני אלבניזי, והסנאטור ג'יימס פטרסון, שמייצג את המנהיג הליברלי, פיטר דאטן. הנה עיקרי הדברים מנאום ראש ממשלת ויקטוריה, ג'סינטה אלן.
I cannot begin to imagine the feeling of having to deal with this pain and sorrow. I know I will never truly know. But you know, this community knows. And as Premier of this state, I say to you, I hear you, I feel your anguish. And on behalf of the Victorian community, I offer you nothing less than our love, our care, and our support, and our friendship. And Victoria and Israel have always shared that deep connection, that friendship. It has a lot to do with the similarities. It has a lot to do with this community. I know the friendship will endure today, tomorrow, and forever because Israel will endure today, tomorrow, and forever. I also know too, as you do, that the next few weeks will not be easy. The Jewish community are united by love, but I know you continue to face the world's oldest form of hate. We will stand with you every day. Our government, our society, does not tolerate racism and will never tolerate anti-Semitism. My door remains open to you and your leaders, and I am prepared to offer you any support you need to stay safe on our streets, in your schools, and in your homes. Because every Victorian, no matter who they are, has that right. Everyone in Israel has that right too. The right to safety, to security, the simple freedom to exist, the ordinary ability to live quietly and build something of one's own and not be fighting to survive. That simple private peace that all Australians enjoy is all Israelis want. And finally, it's the hope that Golda Meir described 50 years ago when she said, "We do not rejoice in victories. We rejoice when a new kind of cotton grows. And when strawberries bloom in Israel." I hope we will see strawberries bloom in Israel next spring, and I hope we will see asparagus grow again in near Oz. I know the support you are providing to your loved ones in their homeland will make a difference in Israel, and I hope you can feel the love, care, and support we have for you, your community, here in Victoria. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.
דבריה של ראש ממשלת ויקטוריה, ג'סינטה אלן, והנה דבריו של מרק דרייפוס, שייצג את ראש הממשלה של אוסטרליה, אנטוני אלבניזי.
שבת שלום. I am here tonight representing the Prime Minister and the Australian government. And I am also here as a member of the Australian Jewish community, Melbourne's Jewish community, our community. Tonight we mourn the greatest loss of Jewish life in a single day since the Holocaust. Tonight we mourn more than 1,200 people who have been murdered by Hamas terrorists over the course of the last week. Hundreds of young Israelis mercilessly hunted down at a music festival. Israelis murdered in their homes, shot as they answered their front doors. Israeli children butchered in their beds. Entire families mercilessly slaughtered in their cars, their kitchens, their living rooms. Men, women, and children. Jewish men, Jewish women, Jewish children. Many of us here this evening are the children or grandchildren of Holocaust survivors. I am the son of a Holocaust survivor. And it is unbearable to comprehend how, given all we have endured as a people over our long history, this could be happening again. Spending sleepless nights waiting to hear, desperately to hear from loved ones. So many fearing for the safety of family and friends in Israel, including those being called up to serve. There is no excuse for the atrocities of Hamas. There is no justification. This was not an attack on the state of Israel. And it was not just an attack on the people of Israel. This was an attack on the Jewish people. And it was also an attack on the values shared by all democratic nations, including Australia. Over thousands of years, the Jewish community, our community, has only survived because of our unbreakable spirit in the face of horrific prejudice. And I see that unbreakable spirit here tonight. But this time, unlike so many times in our past, the Jewish community is not alone. Israel is not alone. Australia's support for Israel is deep and enduring. It is a bond of true friendship, which goes back to the founding of modern Israel, when Doc Evatt helped introduce Resolution 181, and to when, under Prime Minister Ben Chifley, Australia was the first country to cast a vote in favour of creating the State of Israel. Tonight, more than 75 years since Australia supported the creation of the State of Israel, my message to you, on behalf of the Prime Minister and the whole of the Australian government, your government, is simple. Australia stands as one with Israel and the people of Israel. Australia stands as one with the Jewish community, and we always will. Thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.